In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I told you before that I think one of these days I'm going to get around to writing a book, Things That Irritate Me. And one of those things is going to be people who contrast the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, you know, as if they were two entirely separate and contradictory things. Or they say, well, you know, that's the Old Testament God. We have the new, improved New Testament God. That's actually a heresy, and it shows up in many forms. It's basically a version of the Gnostic heresy, that there's some kind of secret knowledge that you have to know in order to be saved. And, you know, many of the Gnostics believed that there was an evil God who created matter and a good God who created spirit, and the evil God imprisoned spirit and matter. And the evil God is the God of the Old Testament. The good God is the God of the New Testament. And it found its most memorable expression in the works of a guy named Marcion, M-A-R-C-I-O-N, not M-A-R-T-I-A-N. So it's not Marvin the Martian, the little guy who used to torment Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny. But Marcion basically said, you know, the Old Testament was evil, and so, you know, they threw out all the Old Testament and most of the New Testament too. And he had his own little church going on, and that's really what we're saying if we say that there's, you know, this evil, you know, strict and mean Old Testament God, and then there's the new loving New Testament God, or the Old Testament's all about law and the New Testament's all about love. And it's contrary to the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill." You know, we can't really understand our Lord unless we understand the prophets who came before him. We cannot understand his teaching unless we understand the teaching of the Old Covenant. Because the New Covenant isn't, you know, wiping the board clean. It's perfecting the New Covenant, bringing it to fulfillment. Now, are there some differences? Yes. But there's a difference in, it's like the difference between a child and an adult. They're the same person. So, you know, but if you have two different people, that's something entirely different. Our Lord came to fulfill the covenant, not to break it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.